Things have been difficult this past month. I've been struggling a lot with my anger coming back. So Ronnie talked to Dr. Nazardin, and he's sending us to a therapist today.
I always thought that with Michael's weight loss, maybe his anger issues would go away. But, you know, anger issues obviously is psychological, and I don't think the weight had anything to do with that.
Since I started the weight loss journey, physically I'm getting better day by day. Emotionally and mentally, I'm not better yet. I'm not really interested in talking to a therapist, but I love Ronnie. So if she thinks this will help, then I'm willing to try.
You can come right this way and come on in and have a seat anywhere you like. Welcome, I'm so glad you all could come. So tell me what brings you guys here tonight.
I got a lot of issues, I guess.
Okay. In your own words, tell me what your life is like.
I get up in the morning, eat something, take a shower.
So your life is structured and that feels good to you.
Yeah, I like being in control and sure everything's straight.
That's important to you, to be in control?
Mm-hmm.
That gets a giggle out of you. Why is that?
Because he just said it himself. He just likes to be in control over everything, any little thing.
What's that like for you to have a spouse that likes to be in control?
He has really, really bad anger issues, and he knows it. It's not physical. It's the yelling. It's the... He gets so hot-headed.
Yeah, real quick. I'm trying to get what I need to get out. I mean, I'd rather keep it bundled up and put away and not say anything about it. But if I just show my emotions, it's just yelling and getting angry.
It's not surprising to hear that you struggle with anger issues when you don't allow yourself to feel all of your emotions. The go-to emotion becomes anger. Ronnie, what's it like for you to be an adult person and be yelled at in your own home?
Oh, it's awful. I didn't want to cry, but it's just messed up because I don't like to be yelled at. You know, his anger issues have gotten really bad to where the kids and I were just kind of like, we just can't think for ourselves. We can't make decisions for ourselves.
And we try to talk about certain things and try to get to a better place.
Yeah, things don't get solved, though. We could sit there and talk about it till we're, like, blue in the face, you know?
But there's no resolution. And that leaves you feeling what?
Like, empty and, you know, like, feeling like, oh, then why did we even talk about anything?
You used the word empty. And I'm wondering if food became a mechanism for you to feel full, to bond, and to self-soothe.
Does it always have to be some kind of trauma for a person to gain weight?
When people overindulge in food or any activity where addiction is present, it's indicative of a deeper problem. Yes, you may like food, but no one just abuses food because they're like 100% A-OK. And so that's the correlation.
But I don't know what got me to that point.
Trauma does play a part because his dad kicked him out when he was 14.
Was your father ever verbally abusive?
Oh, yeah, he yelled.
And physically. He was to his mom. So I figure that's where a lot of this comes from, you know?
I've never seen it personally. I've seen him yell at her, but never put his hands on her. And if I did, I would have stepped in. Yeah.
Maybe his dad was just smart enough not to do it around Michael.
Or maybe he's blocked it out.
I really don't let nobody know about my past. I really don't like talking about it.
Michael, when you allow yourself to talk about those things out loud and hear yourself process them out loud, you disarm them. You take the power out of them. You feel them. You allow yourself to be in the moment.
You feel more pain, though.
You feel more pain.
And I don't want that.
But after you allow yourself to feel the pain will not last forever. Do you know what's the thing about food that's most attractive to people? You can count on it. You know exactly what you're getting, and you know exactly the emotion that you're going to experience each time you have it. You can trust it. and that's why you liked food so much. What would be helpful for you in the future is to acknowledge all of those feelings that underlie that hunger.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna have to start being able to trust one another with your true feelings, and that's what's gonna end this relationship with food. Because Michael has difficulty acknowledging the presence of domestic violence in his childhood home, he has to come to grips with suppressing any thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And until he comes to grips with that, he won't be able to conquer his food addiction. I want to give you guys some homework. I want you guys to work on disengaging when angry. That means stop. You both go, you cool down, and you decide to talk about what you're angry about at a later date.
Okay.
After you disengage, I want you guys to reflect on why you feel the response that you're feeling, and then on ways that the situation could have been handled differently, and that you each acknowledge how
I
you got...
I kept interrupting, though.
He's interrupting
I'm
now.
I'm interrupting now. My bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I do that a lot. I interrupt a lot.
That comes from the desire to be heard and from thinking that you're not going to be heard, but you have to start trusting that the people around you care and they want to hear you.
Yeah.
But I'm really satisfied with the fact that you both participated so openly, and that's what's important, to always keep trying and keep moving forward. So thank you guys very much.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Before coming to therapy, I didn't think I needed it. But as hard as it is to talk about some things, it did feel good. She has some good advice. And I think Ronnie and I both learned a lot. And hopefully, it'll start making a difference for us.